880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. The studio is snapping, it's full, the peanut gallery is here, and we are going to have a rockin' show today. We're going to talk about stem cells and your heart. Make sure you hear this. We're going to have Josh Hare on. He's a researcher over at UHealth, and he applies the research. You're going to find out what he does with stem cells. I've had some friends already call me and tell me some of their amazing stories. We will talk about some of that in just a couple minutes. Then we're going to have Johnny Social Media 305 Mahoney. We're going to talk Twitter. Johnny's our show's Twitter consultant. He's going to talk about the faux pas that I've made and how he's helped spin me up so that I'm a Twitter dude. Then we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks. He's going to discuss the University of Miami's upcoming functional medicine conference, which occurs on April 13th and 14th. Then we're going to have Javier Morales. And if he gets here in traffic, Alex Thomas. We're going to talk social media with them, Facebook, how Facebook can help you build your business. And they've got a special guest with them today. So let's not wait too long. Oh, right. And I'm going to rant at the end of the show about why the U.S. Congress is making me so mad I'm turning purple. And I'll give you my thoughts on opening day, the pluses and the minuses. And now we're going to have a couple of emails.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
Okay. Our first email comes from, let's see, where's our first email? There it is. First email from Pete in Coconut Grove. Pete writes, Jim, I thought you'd be interested in knowing that I was one of the 52 individuals that went through the Poseidon stem cell program at UHealth and had stem cells implanted in my heart in October 2010. It has changed my life drastically. I just last night returned from 7 days of fishing in Latin America and was able to pull in fish that would have been impossible to do prior to the procedure. I can't say enough good things about Dr. Hare and his entire staff at UM. Johnny, that's a high five. Josh, fist bump for you. Wow. Amazing. Fabulous stuff. Let's see. Do we have any more emails? Where are the rest of the emails? Nah, here we go. Steve from Brickell, I loved your tweets during the ball games. Thanks for letting me know about that parking lot on 12th Ave and 11th Street. But you got to learn better etiquette with that thing that you put out there about the hot dogs. Yeah, I know, Steve. The hot dog tweet wasn't as professional as everything else. But, I mean, come on. I'm still learning. And believe me, Johnny let me know about 3 minutes later what I should have done right. Paul in Brickell writes, I need a loan on commercial real estate. What does it look like out there? Well, Paul, the real estate industry is gearing up to make commercial loans. I know one of the banks just hired two top lenders, and another bank hired a third lender. In fact, every lender that I know that was out of work now has a job. Hopefully, they got it right. They'll get it right this time. Sandy in Miami Beach, where are we in the recovery? Is this 2010, 2011? Well, actually, I think that where we are in the recovery is somewhat like what the view of the bottom of Charlie Brown's T-shirt looks like. Up and down, 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 up and down. Is this 2010? Is this 2011? It's 2012. We don't know what black swans are out there, but if the last 2 years have taught us anything, they're out there. So be careful. Can we sustain the recovery without any more stimulus, Sandy asks? What about inflation? I'm not sure if we can sustain the recovery with or without any more stimulus. Fact of the matter is, oh, God, not supposed to say fact of the matter, but I haven't said it in a long time, Juan. So I'll say it this time. Fact of the matter is that we're going to have inflation coming. It's something that the government has programmed to reduce its overall debt expenditures. And, oh, by the way, as a sidebar, it'll reduce the value of all of your retirement savings. So don't plan on stopping working yet. But we may need more stimulus. I don't know. We've got a silent tax out there, which is the gas increase. Last week, it cost me $45 to fill up my tank. Today, it cost me $70. Alex Thomas is in the house. All right. Now we can have a true Associates in Business segment. Oh, Bill from South Beach writes, what's the latest on the social media stuff? Well, Bill, stick around because we're going to have John Mahoney, Social Media 305 on. We're going to have the Associates in Business on. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to our University of Miami segment. And remember, the University of Miami Health System, that's somebody we call UHealth on our show. And today, UHealth's guest is Josh Hare, MD. Dr. Hare is the Lewis Lemberg Professor and Director in the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute, the ISCI, at the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. Dr. Hare is an expert in cardiovascular medicine, and he specializes in heart failure, myocardial infarction, which I only know that from watching ER on TV, how to say that one, inflammatory diseases of the heart, and heart transplantation. I hope I never need to visit you for that. He is one of the world's pioneers in stem cell therapy for heart attack and heart failure and currently sees patients from throughout the world for evaluation on his new experimental therapy, which the gentleman just sent us the email about. Dr. Hare is the founding director of the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute, an institute devoted to the field of regenerative medicine. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, talk to us about stem cell therapy and the advances that are being made today. And I think that there may be a misnomer out there that stem cells only come from the things that the Republicans are against, and they're just stirring it up. So help us clear some things up.
Jim, that's absolutely correct. A stem cell is a cell that can divide and turn into a different kind of cell. So stem cells are everywhere, and I think that's the biggest discovery we've made in the science in the last 10 years, is that there are stem cells in our bone marrow and even in our fat tissue. More importantly, we have stem cells in our own organs, and the thing we're working on and most excited about at the Institute are cardiac stem cells that we make from our own hearts. Embryos are a very rich and powerful source of stem cells, but we are barely using embryonic stem cells in our research. Specifically, we're not using them to test any treatments. And that's really the issue that was controversial. So we're much more interested in adult stem cells right now.
Well, it sounds to me, and I'm just a layman, that if you're finding stem cells in organs, then maybe is that how they regenerate and repair themselves?
Absolutely. Now, the issue is we didn't believe in medicine that organs could regenerate themselves. In fact, we thought that we were different from lizards and fish. We couldn't regenerate ourselves. But in fact, we really can.
Okay, well, talk to us a little bit about the stem cell advances that are being made today.
So we've worked for a number of years, and the email from Pete Harrison was about our use of bone marrow stem cells. So we've for years been taking bone marrow samples from patients or donors, by the way. This can also work from donors. And we amplify out of those bone marrow samples cells that are called mesenchymal stem cells. Again, a stem cell can divide and turn into another type of cell. So the bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells are stem cells. When we injected those stem cells into patients' hearts, we've started to uncover evidence that they can actually cause injured hearts to repair. And so that's been a major advance in the field, and we hope to test this sufficiently for the Food and Drug Administration to approve this one day.
Well, then, as an expert in cardiovascular medicine, can you tell us about the use of stem cells in that area specifically?
Yeah, so the biggest problem, the biggest killer in the United States right now is heart attack. People have heart attacks, a part of their heart muscle dies, turns into a scar, and that's a permanent injury, or at least we've considered it a permanent injury up until now. But by taking the mesenchymal stem cells, we've shown that we can reduce the scar and heal the injury. Now, we've made another new discovery that's very exciting, which is that the heart also has cardiac stem cells, and we think that the cardiac stem cells are a much more powerful way to heal the injury from a heart attack.
Now, hold on right there. I have a friend of mine who a number of years ago, this is the guy that prompted me to get the cardiac stress test, and I came out fine. I'm okay, everybody. But he had had a bad toothache one day, took some aspirin. Then when he went in to have a workup for other surgery, they found out that he had had a heart attack and that he had lost one-third of his heart. Is that something that can be repaired now?
That's exactly the target we're after with the stem cell therapy. So people lose a huge amount of their contracting heart muscle. And what happens is that the heart, which is like a compact football, blows up like a balloon. That's the problem that causes heart failure, a problem called sudden cardiac death where people just drop dead. And so, in fact, that's our target. That's what we're after. We're trying to make that better.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if he'd qualify for your program because he has other issues, but we'll talk about that. This is one of my most beloved friends, and I want him in your program if we could ever work that out. Now, what does stem cell therapy mean in terms of the future and evolution of medicine as we know it? I mean, it sounds like you've got some incredible stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, we really think that this is transformative. Just the way that antibiotics were transformative about 100 years ago, this is a new approach to treating diseases that we consider to have unmet needs. We don't have things that can reduce the size of a heart attack or a stroke or restore a kidney back to normal or back to functioning. So we're thrilled at the prospect of using cells to treat diseases and to heal injuries that are presently not healable.
Well, you're talking about a wide spectrum of things. We've only talked about the heart. What are some of the other ongoing trials in the UHealth system? And remember, we call UHealth, but it's really the University of Miami Medical System and Health System. What are some of the ongoing things at the UHealth system for stem cell therapy in various areas of medicine?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm glad you asked that. We believe that the same stem cells that can reduce a heart attack can also reduce a stroke. So I'm working with a colleague named Dilip Yavagal, who runs the stroke treatment center at UHealth. And we're testing whether or not the same cells in the heart can also reduce the size of a stroke. We're very excited about that. We're using stem cell therapies to heal wounds in the skin that are presently not healing.
A cell, right?
A cell.
Is that something you're using? Have you ever heard? My wife had some type of A cell stuff. She had a wound that wasn't healing.
No, that's different.
Okay.
That's different from cell-based therapy per se. So cell-based therapy uses cells, and we... So basically, we're...
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you off. Okay. I just thought I scored again and knew something that a layman wouldn't know. I always try to be smarter than I am. Sorry.
You know, what you're going to hear about, and this, I'm sure this is going to come up on your show again, everybody is excited about this. And from a marketing perspective, everybody's trying to come up with a cell-based therapy now. But I think people need to be careful and go to reputable programs like UHealth that are really doing reputable science and using the cells that we think are the best cells to heal an injury or a disease.
Yes, actually, my wife got the cell-based surgery at UHealth, and it was not available to her at the hospital she had gone to prior to. So it's very interesting. Now, how would somebody know if they qualify for stem cell therapy? I hope you're listening out there, buddy.
I think that people can reach out to us on our website or call us or email us. There's going to be a huge amount of information going forward available, and getting information, as you point out, is one of the most crucial things. So if you think you've got a disease that could be treated by stem cells, just get on the web and try to find information, but contact reputable programs like the Stem Cell Institute at the University of Miami. We are, by the way, one of the largest translational programs in the United States.
Now, translational programs, now that's a kind of fancy way of saying you can take it from the research lab and apply the direct new technology.
Absolutely. We call it bench to bedside research, or research that takes a concept into the clinic. But that's absolutely correct, because it's so important with medical discoveries to translate them. We have a whole program around educating the next generation of science in translational research, And there's been a big gap in that previous. But we've really focused at the Stem Cell Institute on translation because it's so important for people. We want to make it as rapid as possible.
Now, we're here with Josh Hare, MD. Josh is the Lewis Lemberg Professor and Director of Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. Josh, how does somebody get a hold of you specifically if they wanted to talk about cardiac stem cell treatment?
I think the best thing is to send me an email at jhare@med.miami.edu. I'll pass along that email to the appropriate person and somebody will be back in touch with you. Or find us on the web by just Googling stem cell at the University of Miami.
Now, what can we expect to see from UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, the ISCI, the Institute of the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute at UHealth, and the Miller School of Medicine in the coming years? There's got to be some really, really cool stuff on the horizon.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. And we are gearing up to take these ideas into every organ system. We're so excited about this. I'm working with 15 departments at the Miller School at UHealth, trying to engage every disease area to get involved in regenerative medicine. Specifically, we're very focused on a program for vision. I'm working with Jeff Goldberg from Bascom-Palmer to try to come up with stem cells that can heal vision loss, hearing, bone disease, skin disease, lung disease, kidney disease, brain disease, you name it. We're going to apply our ideas about regenerative medicine and cell-based therapy to just about every problem that you can imagine, specifically the problems that are presently have unmet needs, that are presently not well treated by other conventional means.
Well, I saw that they got multiple sclerosis sort of under control. I'm hoping that you can get some of these other real mean, nasty things under control. What do you think the next thing is up on the horizon? What's the next thing that we'll be able to put a pencil through the line and line through it and think we've got it done?
I think that stroke is going to be has a huge unmet need and one in which we've already started to see results in the laboratory. If we can fix the brain after a stroke or reduce the size of a stroke, that's just going to be huge. That's going to lead us into other diseases of the brain, other very serious problems like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, things that are really devastating to people right now and are diseases of loss of cells. So that's why cell-based therapy ought to work. We replace or regenerate missing tissues.
Yeah, I saw a special about the genetic marking for the specific diseases you were talking about, since that they were so easily found to be easy to identify on the chromosome because of the missing thing. And now I guess they were talking about coming at it from the cellular level. I guess you're coming at the DNA level. You're coming at it from the cellular level.
Right. And think about coupling those two ideas together. If you can predict ahead of time who's going to get a disease or how a person's going to do, then you can prepare stem cells for them in advance. This is actually another big project that we have, particularly with heart disease. We've developed genetic markers that can help tell us whether a patient's going to be alive or dead in 5 years. We can target the stem cell therapy to the patient who's going to do the worst.
How come the world doesn't know about this?
More people need to come on your show.
I'm telling you, this is amazing stuff. We got to make sure this gets everywhere. Johnny, you better be tweeting your fingers off about this. Doctor, one more time, if people want to find out about you, get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Email is best, jhare@med.miami.edu, or on the web, just Google us at Stem Cell Institute, University of Miami, and we will come right up.
Josh Hare, MD, thank you for coming on the show and bringing us a glimpse of the future. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We'll be right back after this short break with Social Media 305, John Mahoney, High Five. What's the use in trying?
to get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. Dave Williams had a little traffic problem, so we are bringing on a special guest, a guest we've been waiting to bring on for quite some time because he's been a key component of the show now for going on 10 weeks, I think, at least. John Mahoney. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to be here.
Now, John, you're known on Twitter as Social Media 305, but you're also Johnny Irish and other things. What's with that?
Yeah, well, you know, when I got into social media, I went a couple of different roads for all my different personalities, and now, you know, 2-3 years into it, I'm bringing them all in together. So Johnny Irish was just a nickname I had from New York. And with my Twitter account, it's my company's name as well, but it's also my personal Twitter account. So I wanted to find a little leeway. If I started following someone and you received an email from Twitter, I didn't want it to be from the business name. So I said, let me use Johnny Irish. That way it's 100% original, especially in Miami. and that's that. You know, I have yet to go back and change it.
Well, Johnny's been a real key component in us building our business. And in fact, a number of the people that have been on the show have asked us to bring Johnny over to their office and see if Johnny can consult for them. Johnny, what can you do for somebody's company?
You know, when you're on Twitter, as you most people will hear anywhere, is it's about community, it's about engagement, and kind of leads you to believe that you have to be out there on social media and be a friend to everybody and give all these customers free services.
That's what I thought.
Well, you know, people lead you to believe that. But if you really look at Twitter in its most powerful sense, it really is a telephone. You know, in the heart of it, it's a telephone that enables you to contact anybody. But taking it one step further, it's probably one of the most powerful forms of communication we have right now, especially coupling in the mobile phone, which is in everybody's hands. So when we have businesses, you know, I have a goal. We're here to sell a product or, you know, put out a message to the community, and we want community engagement. But we're also looking to be a business.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. When we did our remote with the Akerman Law Firm a few weeks ago, you came with me to the remote and you started tweeting. And what you did for me was a couple of different things. First of all, you put out my message in a professional format. Why is that so important?
You know, at the end of the day, this is your online persona. You know, one thing I always realize every day, and I check my sent tweets more than I check any other group of tweets, because let's say you're a client that I want to do business with, or you're a customer that I want you to do business with my client, which is the name of my game. When you go and you take a look at us, I want those tweets to look professional, to be fun, to be engaging, but most importantly, to have that syntax. So the tweet itself is a small, tiny little advertising campaign.
I'm going to out myself. I set up my @JimFreed tweets before the show a lot of times, and I have John go over them to look and make sure that my syntax is right. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I'm still trying to learn how to accurately use hashtags and the @ sign, and Johnny coaches me up on that too. It really is really important and helpful. And if you really want to put out professional tweets and start getting a Twitter following and a Twitter audience, it's important to have somebody like John with you to help you do that. And so going back to the story from the Akerman Law Firm event, I walked around with John tweeting, and we walked around and tweeted together, and it was actually something that also branded me within the context of the event. So just doing this is branding.
Yeah. Oh, it's everything you do is branding. And, you know, social media becomes most powerful when it goes offline, when you meet the person in real time or you do an event. Because, you know, look, you have Freedom Business radio show, which is absolutely awesome. But now you're on site dealing with a major corporation like Akerman. And on top of that, the hotel, JW. So everyone is receiving free advertising because you're doing the radio show.
Well, we went to the Marlins ballpark. We went to one of the Yankees games. I guess a couple of people in the audience might be able to tell you're a Yankees fan.
Yeah, I had to throw it out there. You know, it's hard. I love Miami. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but I mean, for the first time, I'm going to see New York Yankee actually in Miami in the 305. So that was pretty huge.
So we had a good time and we blew it up on Twitter. Yeah. We had a great time. We actually got the Marlins to answer us on one of them. We made a phone call to @Marlins and they responded, which was very cool. And it's just something that we've kind of enjoyed engaging on. And what I have found is that we have picked up an enormous amount of followers, and the followers we pick up are directly related to the activity we did the day before, the day we were at the Marlins. In fact, simultaneously, when we also went to Marlins Fan Fest, we picked up MLB as a follower.
Absolutely. You know, they're all looking to talk about the same thing. No matter what the topic is, people want to look at it. You know, in the heart of it, if you go back 15, 20 years ago, it was forums. Everybody was on a forum chatting away. So now it's just, you know, immediate forums, which is beautiful. But let me ask you a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Are you now more of a fan a little way? You're more of a team member with Marlins Park because they communicated with you.
100%. They communicated with me. They took a little bit. I got a little bit. And it's that way whenever somebody responds to one of my tweets. I had the same experience with Dave Hyde, the sports guy. Now, Johnny, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, I'm sure they do it by Twitter. How do they do that?
Yeah. If they need to get in touch with me, then they probably don't know how to do it on Twitter. So my phone number is 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And you can reach me at email at john@socialmedia305.com. Or you could basically reach me anywhere at socialmedia305.
All I could say is, Johnny, thanks for tweeting. It's @JimFreed. I really appreciate all your help. And for the record, I have some input in what goes out with Johnny's feeds, too. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Victor Franks talking about the University of Miami's upcoming functional medicine conference. Stick with us.
Baby, you just stay. Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650. Or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, get ready to rock and roll. We're going to have more fun. We've got Dr. Victor Franks on. He's going to talk about the University of Miami's upcoming Functional Medicine Conference. It's going to be next week on April 13th. That's Friday the 13th and April 14th. And in fact, Friday the 13th at 3 o'clock on 880 AM The Biz, we are going to do a remote live broadcast from this event. So make sure you tune in. Victor, what are we going to be talking about?
This is it. I'm excited. This is Miami's first functional nutrition conference.
Yeah, you really do sound excited, Victor.
Well, you know, for me, that's really excited.
But well, you are Larry Laidback.
For years, I've been grousing about the fact that there's not enough emphasis put on food and nutrition as far as keeping people well. And frankly, doctors aren't taught that much about nutrition in school, and it's not their fault. That's just the way it's set up. My daughter's in med school. She's too busy learning other stuff.
Wait a minute. I learned about the basic food groups in school.
You're not a doctor. Plus, the basic food groups isn't going to help you much.
Yeah, I did notice that when I cut out the pasta and the sandwiches over the last couple of weeks, my pants started dragging on the floor again.
After much verbal abuse from myself, but you know, I've used myself as a guinea pig for 40 years as far as, you know, food goes.
And you look like one, too.
Yeah, thank you. And so the fact of the matter is, you know, it all started with Hippocrates. He said, let your food be your medicine. And that's one of the watchwords for this upcoming conference. There are doctors from all over, not just the country, the world are coming here for this conference, first time ever. So yeah, I think, you know, why I'm really excited is because I think it's part of the 2012 paradigm shift that's apparently being led by U Health, because they're the ones sponsoring this. And all of a sudden we're talking doctors, nutrition. That used to be actually not
the same those words you can use in the same sentence, but you can now.
Well, you heard Dr. Josh just a couple minutes ago talking about the fact that he's working with all different disciplines and trying to get that together, and I think that's one of the University of Miami Health System's, UHealth's, way and approach of doing things. And we've had a number of the doctors on. They all seem to be working together, and it just makes sense to me that if you're working together, that you integrate nutrition, because nutrition is the founding and building block of the rest of your health. And as a very busy business person going to 3 baseball games in a matter of 4 days, I've lost about 3 pounds by not eating right.
Yeah, that's because I was at the concession stand half the game waiting for food, but we won't
nasty
go into that.
Food.
Oh, it was horrible. Don't get me started. Anyway, another adjunct to this, I shouldn't have been eating that food anyway, but another adjunct to this conference is Saturday night after it's all over from 8 to 10 p.m. on the 14th at the Biscayne Marriott. They're having the world's largest acupuncture sticking. What do you want to call it? It's more
There'll be a lot of needles.
But over 200 people, God knows how many people. But if you want to get involved, for an adult, it's $35, a student, $25. You can just call 305-532-0777 and just sign up. And
I never had acupuncture. Does that work?
Well, yeah, usually it takes several times.
How about for me?
For you, it would definitely work. It's very calming. And you, of anybody I know, needs to calm down.
Now, wait a minute. Who says that I need to calm down?
I say you
I don't need to calm down.
No, exactly. Don't get me started, because I've seen you in action. So what happens is you get all these people in getting acupuncture all at the same time, and you get this group mind kind of thing, and it actually, something very powerful could transpire out of this. They're actually going for the Guinness Book of World Records, and I personally have been involved in one Guinness Book of World Records, which was
the largest human guinea pig.
No, it was 7 days and 7 nights straight of playing tennis, singles tennis.
Oh, I was going to say poker,
and
maybe.
I was but I was there, and without me, the guy said he couldn't have made it through. But it was ridiculous, 7 days, 7 nights. So this is another Guinness thing, and there's something I've done with my flower life that should be in Guinness. I haven't submitted it yet. Anyway,
wait a minute.
That sounds
pretty interesting.
It's a big deal.
What is it? The world's largest flower?
Yeah, world's largest flower of life. Sculpture.
I knew.
Okay.
I knew.
3 years. Anyway. But, you know, this is sort of an adjunct to what the boot camp's all about, my executive boot camp for the soul. It's to calm people down. Because, good God, I mean, last night at the Marlins game, it was chaos.
Chaos? How about the guy you were sitting next to? He couldn't stop.
You are nuts.
Freaking out.
People are looking around going, who is this guy?
That must be the famous Jim Freed.
Yeah, exactly. So you, of anybody, is our candidate. But that's, you know, it's such an intense world we live in that we need things like acupuncture-type conferences. We need boot camps for the soul. We need these kind of things to calm us
now,
down.
Now, you really need a booth at that thing where you could teach the people how to use those Tibetan bells that you use, which are just absolutely the most bizarre thing in the world, and they are absolutely the most relaxing thing. When you're done with those Tibetan bells, you could pour me off the massage table.
I keep wanting to bring them in, but I'm worried about people driving off the road if I start bonging the bell. But they've been around for 5,000 years, so they really do. And once again, it's all about, you know, this wireless world we live in, all these invisible waves from Johnny over here doing the Twitter to Juan with all his equipment back here to the cell phones, to everything. We're being inundated by all these invisible waves, and the Tibetan healing bowls, they recalibrate your body in a basically an energetically or the frequency that each one is designed to restore the frequency of that different.
We're gonna have to do a couple of segments on that. We'll have to tape them in the room so that all of the people don't pass out from the peanut gallery here.
Everybody's
and getting relaxed
or pull over.
Exactly. Well, listen, Victor, if people want to get information about the conference or about Aqua Bliss or about all your neat things, losing weight, staying healthy, how the heck do they do that?
Just www.askdrfranks.com.
And that's Franks with a C, right?
It is.
Took me about 5 years to figure that out.
It's still spelled wrong on your website, but we won't go into that.
Oh, well, that's the associates. That's
they're
the
right
associates.
Here. They're right here.
They're right here. Okay, he gave him the business.
Thank you for that.
All right, and with that, we're going to twist on out of here. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to bring on the associates in business, and we're going to keep Dr. Franks in the room, and we're going to let him go at it. Right back after this short break with more Freedom Business.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Hey, everybody. Are you looking to get better credentials from the University of Florida in your real estate program? Well, then you need to register right now. Registration for the Masters of Science in the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate, the Nathan Collier Masters of Science in Real Estate, is almost here. The deadline is April 15th. Make sure you go to the University of Florida's website, Center for Real Estate Studies. Make sure you register today. If you're looking to be in real estate and looking to get that better job, this is the way to do it. Go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies website. Sign up now.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I'm rocking out to the music, and I'm back on the show. We've got the associates in business. They've already been ratted out by Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Victor Franks is complaining that you guys have his name spelled wrong, and it's really my fault for not editing up the site right. So blame me, but fix it.
I was just going to throw it right back at you, Jim.
I know, Javi. I know. Now, Javi, what are we talking about today, bud?
Well, a couple of things. One of the things that we definitely wanted to touch on was the new layout for Facebook that we talked about a little bit last time we were on the show.
Yes. Have you done? I haven't even looked yet.
No, we haven't got to yours yet.
Ugh.
But by the next show, it will definitely be done.
Yeah. Excellent.
One of the things that we're going to be posting on our blog later this evening is the new look and new opportunity that it brings. I mean, it's some amazing stuff what we're able to do now with the new layout and the way it all comes together.
That's awesome. Now, the new layout has started when? It started on the 31st?
You know, there's some key components, and I want to touch on just two of them that are very, very important. Number one is a pinning feature, and the other one is a feature.
Okay.
What it is if you have an important post that you want everyone to be able to see, what used to happen before, you had a default tab that when somebody went to your Facebook fan page, it would automatically direct them to that one page. That feature is gone. So now what you can do is you can take a post, if it's very, very important, you want to keep it up there, you can pin it. And by pinning it, it stays up there first for 7 days.
Oh, very cool, because I was always aggravated that I would get my stuff pushed down by blah, 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 blah.
Right. Well, now what you're able to do, if you post something out that's important, you want people to see it more frequently, you just pin it to the top of the post, and it stays up there for 7 days.
Wow, that sounds like an awesome way to do some good marketing, too.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I could tell you that for one of our clients, towards the beginning of this week, we pinned a giveaway that they have. They're giving away an all-expense-paid trip to Carnival in St. Thomas.
Woof.
And by pinning it on the top, they had another 150 people click on it just because it was up there.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds great. And we're going to start using that to help people get visibility on the Freedom Business Facebook page.
Definitely. We're going to be doing some things. Alex and I have been working on some back-end new development, which we talked about last time, bringing added value for partners and advertisers.
Great. And I also want to talk about how we can monetize the fact that the Facebook page now gets 14,000 clicks a month minimum.
Yeah, no, there's definitely going to be talking about a lot of those different opportunities moving forward.
Well, Alex, what did you bring to the table today? You hauled booty to get down here. You better have something good to say.
I did. I barely made it, but I'm, of course, always glad to be here with the gym.
First of all, how's the little one doing at home?
He's doing great.
You Excellent.
Know what? It's a blessing. We love it every day. He's been with us. Actually, today was his original due date. He was actually 6 weeks early, so we're very happy.
Okay, well, the Easter Bunny bought you something beautiful.
That's then. Right. That's
All right. So what do you got for me this week,
well,
Alex?
Well, you know, a couple of things, actually. You know, we've been pushing you all this time for your blogs and your blogs.
I'm doing
you know
it.
What? You've been doing them, Jim, and I love it. And, you know, I wanted to highlight.
I got published in a national article this week.
I wanted to highlight for you a feature. You had recently done an article on Governor Christine Whitman.
Yes.
Christine Todd Whitman. Well, if anyone out there, you know, whether it's in New Jersey where she was originally from or, you know, wherever it may be, was searching for some topics on Governor Christine Todd Whitman, your website shows up on the first page. Your blog shows up on the first page. Whether
oh,
they're searching
wow.
for Christine Todd Whitman or actually it's Governor Christine or Go Christine Todd Whitman, you're on page one.
Oh,
and this is
here's
the reason,
a here's a high five for associates in business.
And this is the reason why we need to continue to put out your blogs and more content. The more you put out there, the better opportunity you have to drive traffic to your site. And if it may be that they're coming there to read an article about Governor Christine Todd Whitman, that may be the lead into you to getting a new fan to your show.
Well, I can only say that this week's article was about getting your property financed. It was in Scotsman's Guide, a national publication. Next week, we're probably going to I'm working hard to get the editing done this weekend on a new article that will trace the arc of the condo market on Brickell Avenue downtown and through Midtown. It'll be really cool. I'm doing it in conjunction with Craig Worley from Focus Realty. He's the consultant for the Downtown Development Authority, but I'm taking your time.
Well, you know, one of the other features that we updated on the site, we made your video player a little bit more prominent. We put that towards the center of the site so that this way when someone comes in, the first thing they're going to see is that video and Jim going at one of his rants.
We're doing it. We're doing a lot more videos. We're loading them up. I've learned how to use YouTube a little bit, you know, but I still need your help. What are some of the things that you guys are going to be doing in the coming weeks for us?
Well, we're going to be creating some additional pages on the Facebook page. We're going to have some stuff for advertisers, and also on the website, we're going to be working on developing some stuff from added value for your marketing.
Well, we need to make sure that we get the details to our new sales staff. We've got a sales staff in New York and one down here based locally, so I look forward to working with you on that. Associates in Business, how do people find you?
They can reach us at 954-828-0614. Or visit us at our website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
Associatesinbusiness.com. The associates in business are helping Freed on Business make a lot of money. And I can't thank them enough. And I'm hoping that they're getting the ROI that they want. We'll be right back after this short break with my rant. Put your glasses on. Strap yourself in your chair. We're going nuclear. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Make sure you come join me April 25th through 27th at Opal Financial Group's annual Real Estate Investors Summit and Dealmakers Conference. It'll be returning to Miami. There'll be over 200 participants from all over the United States. They'll be talking about every facet of real estate imaginable. I can tell you that I've got three or four transactions from this this event alone last year. It will be at the Ganzevoort, now the Perry Hotel, and it will be April 25 through 27. Make sure you call 212-532-9898 or email them info@opalgroup.net. And if you say you heard it on Freed on Business, you'll get a discount. I'd make sure that they knew. And while I'm at it, make sure to join me at the Urban Land Institute's Southeast Florida and Caribbean group. It'll be called Checking In, the Hospitality Market in 2012 Acquisitions and Repositionings. It's going to be on Friday the 13th, 8 a.m. to 10:30. Boy, that's going to be a busy day for me. I'll be at the next event right after that. It'll be at 1000 Ocean Penthouse in Boca Raton. They'll have people from all over the country that are experts in hospitality and repositioning your hotel. So if you want info, go online at seflorida.uli.org or call 800-321-5011. It's reference 8135-1203.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Here we go. Here we go. We're going to rant. We're going to have our final segment, and it's a rant. And I'm going to talk about it right now in plain English. We're going to talk about what happened at the Marlins game. We're going to talk about the good and the bad. First, the good. The positives. The best thing was the boat thing at the beginning of the ceremonies. I also want to make sure that you know that I appreciated the fact that they did not wear the Orioles uniforms the way they did on Sunday. Additionally, Ali, absolutely the greatest. Tribute to our service personnel, fabulous. Skyline of Miami and beautiful sunset and moon rising, beautiful. Blimp flying the American flag, cool. Flyover, amazing. I also love the wide open spaces in the field and how the Marlins speedy team will take advantage of it. And I love the home run thing. Ozzie, Pepsi, you're earning your money, buddy. All the people working at the Marlins, they were happy and positive. They retained many of my old friends and favorites from the event staff. The Marlins ballpark is pure eye candy. It's really cool. After the game outside, the traffic and parking weren't as bad as I feared. It was wonderful camaraderie with the fans. And I left after the top of the eighth and got home in 10 minutes. I feel like I got my money's worth. However, let's talk about some of the negatives. Ali, it was touching, but I met him 20 years ago when he was still in his shuffle and mumble stage. This was unfortunately something that was perhaps the biggest downer of the day. Seeing the great Muhammad Ali like that affected me, and I wouldn't doubt that it affected some of the ball players as well. It certainly affected the people that were sitting around me. The tribute to our troops overseas was also something that was a little bit negative to my friends and I. We felt like the team exploited the family and made us all uncomfortable. Another thing, the horrible placement of the championship banners. How do you place the championship banners where nobody can see them? I will say one thing, that when you open the windows on the other 14 days this year, at least we'll be able to see that no one will ever hit a home run, ever hit a home run out of left field with the open windows. The wind is blowing in from the east all the time. It's never going out there. Now, maybe it'll help something out to right field. Who knows? Another thing, the drunks in the garage. You need real people in the garage, real police. The drunks were aggressive. They were going fast. It was dangerous. Make sure you put real police in that garage. It's more dangerous there than it is on the street. I want to say that the best part of the game was at least the Marlins got a run. And the best part of the day was that the Heat won. And I got one last message. Dolphins, it's time to get into the act and get your act together too. Now, I talked about the fact that the government is turning me purple. The reason the government's turning me purple is because it can't go blue and it can't go red. I got to stay in the middle because none of them are making sense. The only thing that makes sense to me is moderation in the middle and compromise and getting along. You work for the American people. Start doing your job. Juan, how much time do I have left? I have a whole minute. Good.
We talked about the good and bad of the Marlins Park. We talked about why Congress is making me purple. Something that really gets me aggravated is you morons to push the up button in the elevator when you really want to go down. Stop it already. You're wasting my time. And while you're at it, you're probably the guy that's taking up two spaces in the parking lot. For crying out loud, be considerate. My goodness. Where's my ending? It's time to wrap up. It's not time to wrap up. Juan's giving me, give me more. You want more, Juan? You're going to get more. Oh, yeah, the concessions. Victor had to remind me about the concessions. You get the glasses for the concessions. The kosher place, you had to wait forever. The guys were going crazy that their bread was stale. I don't care that Passover is tomorrow. You get fresh bread today. That was just pure BS. And the time before, I had the nastiest hot dog I've ever had. Worse than anything I ever had at the Pro. But I'm sure you're just getting your act together. That one was just for Victor Franks because he went absolutely nuts. All right, now it's time to wrap up, according to J1. I want to thank the NFL alumni. I want to thank the University of Miami healthcare system. We call them UHealth. I want to thank Estrella Marketing. I want to thank the associates in business. Eventually, they'll get the spelling of Victor's name right. I want to thank you, our listeners. I want to thank Johnny Mahoney, Social Media 305. Thank you for being part of the show as an emergency fill-in, but thank you for supporting the show at all times, 24/7, 365. If you missed today's show, you'll find it on our website real soon. You'll also find my blogs up there, too. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM. We're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about foreigners investing in the United States with the EB-5 program. We're going to have Nestor De La Cruz Munoz, director of the Bariatric Surgery Center. This is Jim Fried. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.